This week, I passed the 2-year mark of me working here at Parkview Mennonite Church. A 2-year anniversary might not mean much to you, but it was still something that I wanted to pay attention to. To pause, take a deep breath, and to be able to look back and look forward. And now here we are. We are here in the building at the last Sunday before we move out. The boxes are packed and stored. Furniture has been adopted out. The offices moved this week to the seminary, so that's where you can find us. Volunteers have put in countless hours sorting, packing, and moving things. And now, our building will be left empty to be renovated and renewed. It wasn't long after I got here that we first started having air quality conversations about this building. Moisture in the different rooms was recorded, and specialists came to check it out, telling us what kinds of mold we had and how much mold growth we had in some rooms. There were more meetings to plan, and then more meetings to bring proposals. When we finally got the go-ahead, it felt kind of fast in some ways, but also like this had been coming for a long time. And surprisingly, I didn't feel like this was heavy or that I had a dread at all of the work that had to be done. I felt hope and openness to this possibility that is being placed before us. To mark my anniversary of working here, I took a day of retreat, and I went to the Deaner's homely hut out in Mount Clinton. I spent the day breathing deeply, letting space and time settle around me. I enjoyed the view. I rested, I journaled, and thought about who I am as a leader and what that has meant and will mean here at Parkview. As I think about our time out of the building this summer, I think of it as an invitation to light and fresh air. Yes, there is a lot of work to be done. There has been a lot of work done to prepare. And there will be a lot of work to make things right in our building. And yes, there will be fundraising. But I see this as a larger invitation. We are going to be breathing fresh air into all the dark corners of our church building. We are letting the light in. In this season of Pentecost, our building is being transformed by the very images that we put on Sophia's spirit, the holy, mysterious presence of God. Light, wind, air. We need to be people of hope and not fear in this moment. Romans 8, 14 and 15 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. God has adopted us, and we are now co-actors in God's work. Led by God's Spirit, we are Pentecost people. We enter into the rise and fall of Christ's life and work. Can we, as a church, say yes to this invitation and let fresh air of the Spirit infiltrate even our darkest crevices? As we clean out our building and live together in a nomadic way this summer, can we think what we may need to be cleared out of our life together as a church that will make our journey together lighter and create space for new life to flourish? Just as I went away and got out of my normal routine and went on retreat to be able to reflect on my life and work here, this summer gives us a space away to see what new things God may put before us. In 1877, a program called the Fresh Air Fund was started to allow children living in low-income communities to enjoy free summer experiences in the country. When the Fresh Air Fund began, New York City was overflowing with children living in crowded tenements. Many of these youngsters were hit by a tuberculosis epidemic, and fresh air was considered a cure for respiratory ailments. The Fresh Air Fund gives children a chance to get out of the city and be hosted by a family in the country. It allows space for these kids to connect with the world in a different way. Are we being invited to be a fresh air church? Hosted in a different space, with time to look at ourselves and our world through different experiences in a new location. Are we being given the space to breathe that healing fresh air? As I talked with the children, church is more than the building. Growing up in a house church, we used to sing a song that said, "I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. A church is not a building, a church is not a steeple, a church is not a resting place, a church is the people." Over these last few weeks, we have farewelled Barbara, we have blessed our graduating seniors, and we have said last words over those who have died. And I've been reminded of how rich and full our life together as a church is. But the building doesn't hold that. We do. So I want you all to do this with me. I can see you, so do it with me. Okay. Here is a church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors, and here are the people. I want you to look around you at the people who are here. This is your church. This is your community that goes with you. In Matthew 15 passage, we hear that Jesus is talking to the Pharisees again, and they're arguing. They're arguing back and forth about tradition and about honoring God. There is concern about what and when the disciples are eating, Jesus tells them that it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles, but what comes out. What is coming out of us as a church? May we not be judged by the health of our building, but by how we love our neighbors. How do we sometimes get caught in the rules or the way that things have been done? And we stop new, healthy life emerging. What is God planting in us this summer? In preparation for the move, I've been thinking a lot about our space, thinking about the theology of space here at, and I forgot to check this, I think this is our address, 1600 College Avenue. You can tell how rarely I use postal addresses now. What does our church building say about us? What is the feeling that it gives? Whenever my parents are looking for a new house, people often ask, "What are you looking for?" And my dad says, "Well, it's whether Mary feels like she can live there or not." And it's true. My mom will go into a house and she's either like, "Yep," or "No." And it has more to do with the feel of the space. I can identify with this. When I moved to Melbourne, my best friend and I went to a whole bunch of different churches. And when we walked into the church that would eventually become our home church, I could breathe. There was light, there was space, and I knew that that was the place that I could gather and worship with God's people. So I want you to look around our space. What is the feeling that it gives? What does it say about what we value? What can our space tell us about our theology? There's a few things that I see. We value music. We want to be a community, not just with others sitting in rows staring at the back of heads. Preaching of the word is central and it is elevated. We care about symbols and aesthetics. And the light of peace is a central part of us. What do you see when you look around this space? When I was in seminary, a chapel speaker encouraged us to walk the halls of our building, running our hand along the walls. What is the story that this space holds? If these walls could talk, what would they be whispering to us of the life that is held in this place? Maybe as you leave this morning, walk the halls. Gently run your fingers along the walls and bless this space for its transformation. But the things that we care about and that we do together as a church here don't stop because we can't be here. One way that I like to think about church is look at the way they love each other. And that isn't defined by our building. Sometimes we feel like the building shapes or confines who we are or who we can be and what we can do. But it is about who we are in the space. We shape it and it forms us. Yet this summer, our space is leading us towards more light and fresh air. Let's follow our building's leading. When we come back to our building in the fall, how can we think really carefully about our space and about what we put back in? Many of us have cleaned out houses and have moved. We sort through things and chuck things out. We discover again things that hold memories and that we love dearly. Let's do this as a church. Let's remember again why we come to this church, this place. Who do we want to be as the people of God inhabiting this space? Are there things that we might need to chuck out, purge, or get rid of? Before I close, I want us to turn for just a moment to that personal note. This is not just our communal health. Are we willing to let God breathe new life into us? What spaces is God opening for new growth in your life? We are at a threshold as a church, waiting, ready to move, ready to move into change. Could this be a turning point? What will the future hold and how will it unfold? Let's not retreat in the sense of backing away or drawing into ourselves. Let us retreat, meaning to go away and think and reflect. May we not draw back from one another, but reach out for the connections that we need in new ways. Matthew 18 reminds us that we are empowered to be church, to loose and bind, and there is still power in our gathering, even in a different space. We may need to find new ways to gather in twos and threes this summer, when some of our normal patterns of those gatherings have been disrupted. We know how important community is. So let us go into the summer taking responsibility for our community so that we still will feel connected as a church. It is with excitement that I pray for this chance to let the light and air in. May God's light and spirit go into every part of us, leading us in the steps and fresh ways. Amen.